We're up to Perek Lamed Zayin. Perek Lamed Zayin. We now begin more of a narrative of the events leading down to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. It goes very quick. The Pesukim move along very quickly, starting with Pasuk. Wait, should I have the right Perek here? I'm sorry. Perek Lamed Zayin, yes. Perek Lamed Zayin. Vayimloch Melech Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu tachas Konyahu ben Yehoyakim. Tzidkiyahu took over the power of authority. He became the new Melech. Tzidkiyahu was the son of Yoshiyahu tachas Konyahu ben Yehoyakim. In the place, he took over the power from Konyahu. We know him as Yehoyakim. Asher Himlech Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bavel be'eretz Yehuda, who was appointed by Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bavel in the land of Yehuda. Now this the background for this story is, we'll see in the Farshim, is after the death of Yoshiyahu, after Yoshiyahu, should review the basic points. Yoshiyahu had three sons. He had Yehoyatzadik, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiyahu. Yoshiyahu was killed by Paro Necho. Paro Necho, after he killed Yoshiyahu, appointed his son Yehoyatzadik, if I'm not mistaken, as the new king. And he only remained king for a very short time, for 3 months. After he died, and I don't remember the details of his death, but he was only king for 3 months. He was replaced by Yehoyachin. And Yehoyachin also was only king for 3 months and 10 days, exactly 100 days. And at that point, Nebuchadnezzar came up and conquered Eretz Yisrael. He conquered it, he took over Paro. Paro Necho, Egypt was the first king. Egypt, Paro Necho Melech Mitzrayim was the one that killed Yoshiyahu. So he was one in appointing kings after the death of Yoshiyahu. He appointed two kings, Yehoyatzadik and Yehoyachin. After a short period later, Nebuchadnezzar came to power. Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael, and he took with him Yehoyachin, and he appointed in his place the third son of Yoshiyahu, who was Tzidkiyahu. So Tzidkiyahu, wait, I left out. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little confused. I left out the most important thing of Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin was king for 11 years. Okay, let's review one more time. I apologize. I'm a little bit confused. Let's start again. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years. Yoshiyahu did not allow Paro Necho to cross through Eretz Yisrael against the advice of Yirmiyah. Paro Necho came and waged war against Yoshiyahu and killed Yoshiyahu in battle. Yoshiyahu had three sons, Yehoyatzadik, Yehoyachin, and Tzidkiyahu. I'm sorry. Yehoyatzadik, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiyahu. Paro Necho first appointed Yehoyatzadik, who only lasted for 3 months, and then replaced him with Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was king for 11 years until Nebuchadnezzar rose to power, came to Eretz Yisrael, conquered and demanded and captured Yehoyakim, and replaced Yehoyakim with Yehoyakim's own son, Yechonyahu, who we call over here Konyahu. After 100 days, he changed his mind. He took Yehoyakim down to Bavel with 10,000 people, the Chorash HaMasker, and replaced Yehoyakim with Tzidkiyahu. And that's the point this pasuk over here is coming to make. One more time. Vayimloch Melech Tzidkiyahu ben Yoshiyahu. Tzidkiyahu, the third son of Yoshiyahu, was now appointed as the Melech. Tachas, he replaced his nephew, Tachas Konyahu, who was the son of Ben Yehoyakim, who was the second son of Yoshiyahu. Asher Himlech, who was the one that appointed Konyahu? Konyahu was also appointed by Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bavel be Eretz Yehuda.
Why? We consider them the Malchi Yehuda, right?
Yes, the Malchi
Yehuda. They were appointed.
And that's correct. They did not have Melech Shemen HaMishkol. They did not have. That's correct.
They were appointed of. They weren't even appointed by the
Jews. But they were. That's right. That's correct. But they were descendants. That is correct. They were descendants, though, of the Malchus David. They were the last three sons of Yoshio. That by the Goyim, even though there are permission to reign by Paro Necho, first Paro Egypt, Paro Necho was the one who appointed the first two kings, Yehoyatzadik and Yehoyakim for 11 years, and then Nebuchadnezzar rose to power. Nebuchadnezzar deposed Yehoyakim and replaced him with his son Yehoyachin. He only let him remain in place for 100 days because the people in Babel, they said, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? You come there and you conquer Eretz Yisrael and you depose the king and you replace the king with his own son. How loyal do you think his son's going to be to you after you went and you killed his father? You think he's going to have respect for you? So Nebuchadnezzar was embarrassed. He says, you're right, I made a big mistake. He went back to Eretz Yisrael. He went and he took Yehoyachin. He brought him down to Babel and he replaced Yehoyachin with his uncle Tzidkiyahu. Okay, so here, let's see.
Very interesting today also, because we say Lev Malchim Yad Hashem. Just like here, the Malchus David was made by a non. Here, Malchus Yevon, whatever you want to call them, Malchus from the four Malchus.
Yeah.
Today, we think that we have voted them, they're really appointed.
Hamamlich Malachim Veloy Hamalucha. The Hashgacha Pratis that Trump became president is something to be studied. Okay, there's no question about it. And what this all means for us, no one knows. Let's see.
Any world leader.
Chazal also said, Leiv Miyachim Biyad Hashem. The Leiv Malachim is the decisions of Melech. That's not necessarily who the person is. The decisions they make are influenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, we don't know history.
You can't put anyone to death.
You can't. We don't know. History has not been written. After, even though everyone is so negative against Obama, you don't really know was Obama good for Klal Yisrael? Was he bad for Klal Yisrael? Wait 20 years. Then you'll have a whole new insight. I read an article recently that says that Obama, by not even realizing what he did with the Iran plan, he strengthened Israel to a very great degree. All of the neighbors of Israel, Turkey,
Egypt,
Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Lebanon, they've never been so close in such an alliance, a military alliance with Israel, because they all fear the same enemy, Iran. So what would have been if Obama would have gone the other direction? No one knows. No one really knows how things would have played out. So you have to have the Muna in the understanding what. Okay, there are obviously 6 million people and untold of pain and tragedy. Obviously, is a whole different story. Can't even compare. They can't even say them in the same breath. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the pasuk Lamzad pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, starting with the new parak in the Mitzudos. David vayimloch melech lefi shemalchus yehoyachin loy amde elagim lechadoshim omar vayimloch melech ki yehoyachin loy nechshav lemelech. The reason why it says that he now appointed a king, in other words, think of it, that in contrast to Yehoyachin, Tzidkiyahu is considered to be a real king. Vayimloch melech, Tzidkiyahu is a real king. In contrast to Yehoyachin, Konyahu, we call him Konyahu, the same as Yehoyachin, he's not a real king. A king that only lasts for 100 days is not called the king because he has not yet had the opportunity to consolidate his power. So one more time, Lutisha Malchus Yehoyachin Loyam de Ella Gimel Chadashim Amar Vayimloch Melech. It now first says a new king came to be with the appointment of Tzidkiyahu, ki Yehoyachin lo nechshav lemelech, he was not considered to be a king. Rashi vayimloch melech lefi shemas shemeato bo lesaper v'loimash niskaimo hapuronio sheniba al heino hischil loimarkein. Right now, from this parak onward to the end of the sefer, is where we're going to learn about the fulfillment of the prophecies of Yirmiyahu. Until this point in the sefer, Yirmiyahu has been continuously giving off predictions of what is going to happen, but we have not yet seen these predictions, these prophecies come to fruition. these psukim now are going to relate in very great detail the unfolding of the Churban. The unfolding of the Churban is the fulfillment of the prophecies of Yirmiyahu. And that's why Rashi explains this important. Now we're going to relate that the Puranas that has been prophesied has come until now has now come true. That's why we begin now with this perek of Vayimloch Melech. And that's what the pasuk of it means. The Eis HaPekuda, the time of visitation, the time when a day of reckoning is coming, and the beginning of reckoning is coming with the appointment of this new king. And this new king is going to be instrumental in bringing about the Churban, as we're going to learn that Tzidkiyahu was stubborn. Tzidkiyahu refused to surrender to Nebuchadnezzar. If only Tzidkiyahu would have surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar, the Churban would not have happened in the way that it did. And it was a hashkocha protest that specifically this person who would be rebellious against HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now appointed in order to facilitate the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Radak Pasuk Aleph, Vayimloch Melech, Lefi Shemalchus Yehoyachim Lo Yamdeh Ela Gimel Chadashim, Omer Vayimloch Melech, Yehoyachim Lo Nechshav Lemelech. Like we said before, he was not considered a king, so he only reigns for 100 days. Right? They always talk about, it's very interesting, they talk about the presidents, they talk about what are you going to do in your first 100 days. Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating, Yehoyachim was the king for 3 months and 10 days, which Rabbi Nechemi mentioned yesterday is exactly 100 days. 3 months, 30, 30, 30, 90 days, plus 10 days, 100 days. And yet Rashi, everyone of you is on the same page, says that that's not called a malchus. The first 100 days is not yet a period where you can consolidate your malchus and show you're the boss. Okay, let's next pasuk. Pasuk base. V'loshamahu v'avodav v'gan. Now here it says v'loshamahu, he did not listen. Tzidkiyahu did not listen. Hu v'avodav v'yam aretz el divrei Hashem asher dibe b'yad Yirmiyahu hanavi, and they did not listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk gimel. V'yishlach hamelech Tzidkiyahu el Yehuchal. So they were rebellious against Hashem's command that they should listen to Yirmiyahu and do tshuva and surrender. What then did they do? V'yishlach hamelech Tzidkiyahu es Yehuchal ben Shalem. You have 3 people. That's number 1. V'yetzifanyahu ben Maaseyah HaKoy. He's number 2. El Yirmiyahu, these 2 people, I thought these 2 people were sent. El Yirmiyahu Hanavi Lemar, Hispalel no ba'adenu el Hashem Elokeinu. We want you to pray. We are under siege. The city is under siege. We are not going to surrender. We are going to rebel. At least pray for us that we should succeed. Pasuk Dalet. The Yirmiyahu at this point in time ba v'yotzei b'socha am v'lo nasnu osa beis hakilu. At this point in time, Yirmiyahu was a free man. He was able to move about freely. He was not in prison. Now this is an important point because we learned that when during the time of Yehoyakim, going back 11 years, Yehoyakim in the 4th year and the 5th year of the Malchus of in the 4th and 5th year of the Malchus of Yehoyakim, Yirmiyah was in prison. It said that explicitly in the previous parak. And when Yirmiyah wrote the Megillah, he wrote Megillas Eicha, and he sent Megillah Secha through Baruch Ben Iriah. Yirmiyah said, you have to go delivered because I am locked up in prison. I can't get out of here. So you, Baruch, you bring it to the Melech and read it in front of him and read it in front of all the people. So, and then it says that after that, he was... that is what he was in prison. Now he was in prison, Chazal tell us, until the death of Yehoyakim. When Tzidkiyahu came to power, or really 3 months after Yehoyakim was killed and was replaced by Yehoyachin, he was released from prison. And now, that's exactly what the Pasuk of Yirmiyah tells us, is that now we're in the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu. Yirmiyah is a free man. He was released from prison with the appointment of Tzidkiyahu as the new king. Now this prophecy that we're learning now, we're going to see, took place at the very end of Tzidkiyahu's reign, towards the end. So for many years, Tzidkiyahu was king for 11 years, so close to 10 years, Yirmiyahu was a free man. So it seems that Yirmiyahu, the different points in his life was in prison, and different other points in his life he was free. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Hey, V'chel paro yotza mimitzrayim. At this point in time, there's a siege. Nebuchadnezzar has laid siege to Yerushalayim, and suddenly word is, they get word that Paro is coming to be true to his promise to defend Klal Yisrael. V'chel paro yotza mimitzrayim. The army of Paro came up from Mitzrayim to come protect and assist Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Vayishmu ha-kastim, the kastim, the Babylonians who were laying siege Hatzorim al Yerushalayim, es Shimon, they got the report that Egypt is on the way. Vayeolu me'al Yerushalayim, so they had no choice but to retreat. They picked themselves up from Yerushalayim, they drew back in order to go fight the Egyptians who were coming to fight against them. Okay, so let's see these psukim inside in the Mefarshim, starting with the Mitzudot Stavit, the only pasuk hey, Yatzam in Mitzrayim leEzras Yehuda. At this point in time, it was approximately in the 10th year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu. A report has come forth that Egypt is on their way to assist the Jewish people. They heard Es Shimon, Es Pirsum Givurasam. They heard their reputation. They were very mighty, very powerful. Vayealu, Holchum Yerushalayim. They lifted themselves up from Yerushalayim in order to fight and engage the Egyptians. Rashi, Pasuk Dalid, V'Yirmiyahu Ba V'Yotzei B'Soch Ha'am. At this point in time, he was a free man. And do not be confused with this that we learned in the previous parak, that Yirmiyahu was in prison. That was during the reign of his predecessor, Yehoyakim. During the time of Yehoyakim, Yirmiyahu was locked up. But after Yehoyakim died and was replaced by Konyahu, and then replaced by Tzidkiyahu, Yirmiyahu was a free man. And many years passed until the point that we are mentioning here in this pasuk, when Tzidkiyahu approached Yirmiyahu and said to him, please pray on our behalf. So Rashi says, Kishamolach Tzidkiyahu, when Tzidkiyahu came to power, Tzivo, he gave the command, V'hotzi'uhu mibes hakela, and he released him from prison. Kishakalu Yehoyakim, from the prison that he was put in from the time of Yehoyakim. Shetzidkiyahu hoyet tzadik, he was considered righteous, V'doiroi rishoim, V'yehoyakim, but Yehoyakim was just the opposite, Hoya rosha, V'doiroi tzadikim, they were tzadikim. Okay, so this was, we discussed yesterday, how do we see that the generation, that was very clear in yesterday's parak, where Yehoyakim himself burnt the Megillas Eicha, but the people that he surrounded himself with gave a warning to Baruch ben Neriah and to Yirmiyah that they should flee and they should not be killed by the anger of Yehoyakim. So we see that Yehoyakim was a Rasha. He was willing to destroy the Megillah of Hashem, but yet the people were tzaddikim. They were willing to go out of the way and risk their lives in order to save Baruch ben Neriah and Yirmiyah. Whereas here in this parak we're learning about Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu was a Rasha. He refused to surrender. He refused to surrender. Tzidkiyahu was considered a tzaddik, okay, to some degree, even though he refused to surrender. But the people that he surrounded himself with, they were Rishayim. They influenced him not to surrender. Pasuk Hei in Rashi, V'chel Paro Yotzam in Mitzrayim, Le'ezara Le'Yehuda, the army of Paro came up from Egypt to help the Jewish people. Period. Okay, let's see what the Radak says. Pasuk Dalit in the Radak, the base hakilu in the prison, ksiv biyud, ukri hakilu bivav, for who base hoasum, base hakilu is a prison, ki bimloich tzidkiyahu tziva lohoitzim yisham, when Tzidkiyahu came to power, he gave the command that he be released from prison, he gave him a pardon. V'lei nasnu oso sham ad shetofso yiriyah, that, and in Yiriyah is the name of a person which we'll see very soon, he is now going to put Yirmiyah back in prison in a few moments. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Hey in the Radak. Yatzam in Mitzrayim leezor et Tzidkiyah. The Egyptians came forth from Egypt to help Tzidkiyah. Tzidkiyah mar b'melech Babel. Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Melech Babel asher hishpia b'elokim kishim lichoy umarad boy. He rebelled against him. He refused to pay the tax. The shalach lemelech Mitzrayim leozrei to assist him. Uchse shalach sham melech Babel cheloi mibnei shamarad bo. And when the melech Babel sent his army to lay siege to the city, yotze chel paro mimitzrayim, so the Egyptians came to his assistance. There was an alliance between Tzidkiyahu and the melech of Mitzrayim. And now at this point, it's Tzidkiyahu needed the Egyptians to help because he had a falling out with Melech Bavel. Melech Bavel was demanding taxes, was demanding power, and he was not willing to be subordinate to Melech Bavel. So now he called for his partners to come and assist him. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Vav. Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyah hanavi lemar. Hashem speaks to Yirmiyah. Pasuk Zayin. Koi amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael ko samu el Melech Yehuda. So shall you say to the Melech Yehuda, Hashaleach eschem elai lidarsheni, who has sent you to me to seek me. In other words, Mitzidkiyo has sought out Yirmiyah to pray. Hinei, behold, I'm telling you now the following message. You think that Paro is going to come to your rescue, you're going to be very disappointed. Hinei, chel Paro, hayotzei lochem le'ezra, that is currently on their way to assist you. Guess what? They're going to have an about face. Shav li'artzo mitzroyim, on their way, they're going to make an about face and go back home. And then when they go back home, the Kastim, the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, they're going to return and lay siege to Yerushalayim and ultimately conquer it. V'shavu ha-kastim v'nilchamu alo ir hazos u'lichaduha, they will conquer it, u'serafu v'esh, and they will burn it in fire. Now, the Medrash says what happened. As they were traveling on the ships, as the Egyptians were traveling on the ships, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to see what looked like corpses. Now these dead bodies, and they in their imagination thought that these corpses that were floating on the sea, I guess on the Mediterranean where they were coming up, they thought that these were their ancestors, the Egyptians that drowned at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they said to themselves, how foolish are we? We are now willing to risk our lives and come to the aid of the Jewish people. These Jewish people, look what they did to us 900 years ago when they left Egypt. They're the cause of the destruction, the wiping out of the entire Egypt. So therefore, this is ridiculous. We don't have to pledge our allegiance to this nation who was so harmful to us. So they made an about face. Now the truth is, it is physically impossible for a human body to remain 900 years since intact, floating along the Mediterranean. It's just impossible. It would have dissolved and decayed long ago. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls a person's machshavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow he created the image of what appeared to be a corpse and somehow put this machshava into their minds. They thought about it, and it was enough of an event to cause them to change their mind and make an about face and go home and not come to the assistance of Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what Hashem is telling Yirmiyah to tell Paro, to tell Tzidkiyo. Let us see the Tzukim inside. Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudos. Pasuk Zayin. Lidor Sheni. Lidrash Osi B'tfila. Tzidkiyahu has sent a messenger to retrieve you, Yirmiyahu, to pray. Shav li'artzo. Give the following message, that Paro is going to go back to his land. V'lo yavoi le'ezra, he's not going to come to your assistance. V'shavu ha'kastim yashuvu li'lochem uchem, and then you're going to be in trouble because the kastim, they're going to attack once again. Rashi, pasik zayin, shav li'artzo mitzrayma, b'sfinos hoyu boim. Okay, here is what I mentioned, the medrash that I mentioned. They came in boats. V'ramas ha'kadosh baruch hu liyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something. He went and he caused the sea to surge. V'etzif olof kamo nodos v'ovos. Nefuchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused flasks, some type of leather containers, to bodies, things that look like bodies. Yeah. Things that look like bodies, leather containers, doimois le'oros b'nei adam, which look like human beings.
Kolomar nefuchos means inflated.
Inflated containers, which look like human beings. Amru ze lo ze, each Egyptian said to his fellow man, mazos, what is this? Amru, they said, Elu avoseinu shetova'um avoseihem shel elu. These are our forefathers that have been drowned by the forefathers of these Jewish people. She'anu holchim le'ezrasam bayam. We're now going and we're traveling, we're risking our lives to save them. Ridiculous. Why should we do this? Miyad shavu la'artzam, they return. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu influenced the events that these people should not come to the aid of Klal Yisrael. Let's see, Radak, Pasik Vav. Pasuk, there is no pasuk. Hey, Yotzam and Mitzrayim leEzra Tzidkiyo. We did read this already. Let's read it again. LeEzra Tzidkiyo ki Tzidkiyo bar b'Melech Bavel Asher Hishpil ve'Elokim Kishen Nilchu bar b'Veshalchu leMelech Mitzrayim leEzra Shalchu Sham b'Melech Bavel Chelu b'Mnei Shemar Bo. Okay, we did this already. Fine. Pasuk Tes. Koi pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Koi Amar Hashem. So says Hashem to So says Hashem to Tzidkiyahu. Al tashiu nafsho sechem leimar. Do not delude yourself. The word tashiu, if you look in the Mitzvah Seal, means pitui. It means to be enticed. Do not be misled.
Like
Adam hanochash hishiani. The nochash misled me. He incited me. Pitui v'hasata. Hanochash hishiani. When he quotes it over here, al tashiu nafshachem leimar. Do not delude yourself to think haloch yelchu me'aleinu hakastim, that the kastim will permanently leave us alone. They're going. Once they've gone away, they're never going to come back. Hilo yelechu, because the truth is,
they'll be back.
Hilo yelechu, they're not going away. They're not going away. The truth is, they are indeed going to come back. Ki pasuk yud ki im hikisem es ki im hikisem kol chel kastim, because even if you think you're going to go and defeat them, you're going to wage war against the kastim, you're going to destroy them. Kim ki kisem es kol chel kastim hanulchama itchem v'nisharu vam anoshim midukarim. Let's say you'll go to war against the kastim and you'll win. You'll win in battle and you'll defeat them. And the only ones that will be left over will be wounded. The word midukarim means people that have been injured, have been wounded. Ish b'holo, it doesn't matter. These wounded people out of the hospital will launch missiles and destroy Yerushalayim. Each person b'holo in his tent yikum will rise up. The sarfu, they will burn. Esoir hazos b'ish, they will destroy the city in fire. The hoyin will be b'he'olos chel kastim yal Yerushalayim. And v'hoya, okay, now that's already going for the hoya. And that's right, in the next section. Even though there's no break, let's stop over there. Let's see these psukim over here in the Mefarshim pasuk tes in the Mitzvah David. Al tashiu nifotim bi'atzmeichem. Do not mislead yourself. Leimar saying shakastim yelchu luchem mikol v'kol. Don't think that the kastim are going to go away entirely. Ki lo yelchu. Return to Leimar. Lo yelchu mikol v'kol. It's a big mistake. The kastim, even though now you see them, they are retreating because they are afraid that Paro is ascending. It's not permanent. Ki yoshuvu, they will return. Pasuk yud ki mikisem afim tuku. Eskola kastim. Even if you go to battle against the kastim, you will succeed. You will destroy them. The rak yisharu ba anoshim midukreichev. The only ones that will remain will be people who are injured. It doesn't matter. The weaklings will be strong enough to defeat Yerushalayim. Ish beholo oisam hamidukarim. Those injured people, asher yishkavu ish beholo, who are lying in their tents, heim they yakumu, will rise up. The Yisrafu Esoir Hazos, they will destroy the city. Vahu inin haflog of the Guzman, it's an exaggeration. Choymer, lo yoyel shum tachbula neged gezerasi. There's nothing you can do against Hashem's gezera. If Hashem so wishes that the city to be destroyed, there's no in Eitzah v'intfuna neged Hashem. Let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Radak, there is no Radak. Let's go to the next passage. Now the story begins. Okay, the story begins, the theme begins. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayihi. It was that V'hoyo, I'm sorry, V'hoyo was at the time, Be'he'olois, Chel Kastim Yal Yerushalayim, was the time when the Chel Kastim, when they lifted up, Me'al Yerushalayim, Bipnei Chel Paro. It was at that point in time when it appeared that the Kastim retreated. What happened? Vayetze Yirmiyahu Yerushalayim, Olechas Eretz Binyamin, Lachalik Misham Esaycham. Look what's happening now. The siege has been lifted. The Kastim are afraid for their own lives. They have word that the Egyptians are on their way to destroy them. So the siege has been lifted. Everyone is in a very happy mood. Everything seems to be good. Yirmiyah knows the truth. Yirmiyah knows that this is only a temporary, it's very temporary, and it's soon enough the Egyptians are going to retreat, they're going to go back home, and the Kastim will destroy and ultimately destroy Yerushalayim. But at least in the meantime, there is freedom. The siege has been lifted. People are free to move about. So Yirmiyahu now wants to take advantage of this opportunity to leave Yerushalayim and to go to his hometown, Binyamin. He lived in Anosos. We know where it is. They have on the map in Eretz Yisrael where Anosos is. So Yirmiyah wanted to go back to, why did he want to go back to Anasos? So there are different interpretations in the Mefarshim. Some say because he wanted to be receive new prophecy from Hashem. And there's a general rule that Ein Hashchina Shara Ella Mitoich Simcha. And Yirmiyahu was not a happy person in Yerushalayim because he was persecuted. He wanted to go to home sweet home. Go back to his hometown, he would be with his family and people of his own kind, and there he would reach Simcha and would be able to have some menucha and receive new prophecy.
But he did receive prophecy in jail, didn't he?
He did, Enoch Hanami. Okay, so Enoch, there are different madregos, I guess, of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, I don't know, you're right. But he wanted to go home just because he had enough of the persecution that he had in Yerushalayim. So he was now trying to get out, lachalik, that means to slip out unnoticed. Yirmiyahu was a wanted man, even though he was free. Just because he was free, he was not in prison, does not mean that he had right to flee the country. They took away his passport because they wanted him to be around just in case there's trouble. They need someone with a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate, to receive a communication. So he was under watch of the Melech and the officers that he should always be within range. We always should be able to contact him and get a hold of him when we need him. So they did not want him to leave. But Yirmiyahu had enough. He wanted out. He was trying out. Lachalik is an expression which means to secretly escape. No one should know that he is leaving. Misham besachem, he was in disguise. Okay, sounds like some type of spy novel. He was in disguise, he was dressed up in some type of civilian clothing, and he was just going on the bus like everyone else, had some false documents, trying to get through the border, and then guess what happened? He was caught. Pasuk Gimel, Vayihi, it was Bishar bin Yamin. When he was reaching the gate of bin Yamin, he came very, very close. He just about made to bin Yamin. Bisham, there was a person, Bal Pikidus. Pikidus means an officer, a Mufukad, a person who has been appointed to a position, a person who was an appointee. Ushmo, his name was Yiriyah. That was, we mentioned that name before in the Mesudas David. That was his name. Ben Shelemya, Ben Hananya. Vayispos es Yirmiyahu Hanavi. He sees them, Lemar. Where are you going, Yirmiyahu? This is suspicious that you're leaving Yerushalayim. El HaKastim Atah Noifel. Are you defecting to the Kastim? It seems like you're trying to escape. You're a defector. You're giving them information because Yirmiyahu was of the opinion, after, remember, he was telling Tzidkiyahu all along, surrender. Surrender. So he was giving up valuable information. So Vayomer Yirmiyahu Sheker. Chas v'shalom, I'm not defecting. I'm not going to the Kastim. Eineni noifel al ha-kastim. I'm not defecting to the Kastim. V'loi shama ilof, he did not believe him. V'yispois Yiriyahu b'Yirmiyahu. Yiriyah, he sees Yirmiyahu. V'yivyehu el ha-sorim, and he brought him to the officers of the Melech. Pasuk Tezvav. Vayiktzifu hasodim al Yirmiyahu. They were very angry. They suspected the worst. They were angry. Vehiku oiso, and they beat him. Okay, so he really was subject to a lot of torture, Yirmiyah. Vinasnu oso and nochamol. Here he thought he served his time in the days of Yehoyakim. Nope. They re-imprisoned him. V'nosnu also based ha'esur in the prison based yohinoson ha'sofer. That was the place. Ki oso osu leves akela. They made that bias also, they made as a new lebes akela, as a new prison.
House arrest.
Let's see over here these psukim. Let's see, starting with pasuk Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, let's go to the Mitzudos stuff, Behelos. Now we begin the new narrative. Behelos, it was now at the time when the siege was lifted and people were free to move about. Be'ez shenistalku hakastim al Yerushalayim. Al kishamu sheboim chelparo lezor Yehuda. The reason why they retreated is, as we said before, because they got word that the Egyptians are on their way. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayetze Oz Yetze Yirmiyahu Yerushalayim. He wanted to leave. He wanted to slip away. He wanted this word we have over here, this word is lachalik misham, lahashmit atzmo misham, to slip away.
Besoch. Because it means smooth.
Smooth. So it's an expression which slipping away, which means like just to sneak out. To sneak out. Misham b'socha am hayotzim b'ritzen olaymar shahay yotzei ben am hayotzim liyos nishmat nehem. He should escape lebal yargishu bo shomer hashar. The guardians of the gate should not be aware that he is escaping. Pasuk yud gimel vayehihu kasher bo b'shar hanikra shar ben yamin v'sham hayibal pekidus. There was an officer shayim mimune lishmor pesach shar hahu. It was his job to guard this post. Vayit post. He seized him. Ochas bechazaka against his will, es Yirmiyah, but amro hine atonoifel el hakastim lios imohem. You're defecting. So what did Yirmiyah say? You're a liar. Sheker, hadavar hazeh. Who sheker? V'leisham elov lekibul levav v'lohim elov. They did not believe him, and instead they took and they put him in prison. They put him in the pasuk tezvav beis yohanasan beis yohanasan ki oso ki es habayis hahu. The word oso refers to the bayis. The bayis has been designated as a new prison. Hichinu lios beis hakela as a new prison. Let us take a look now at the Rashi's. Rashi says, "Lechalek misham b'socha am lefalga ach santa delay begoy ama." Now I don't know what that means. I'm assuming it means to escape. It's a targum. What?
Actually, he says it means to share his inheritance among the people as long as the Kapstim were besieging it. He didn't leave it, or he prayed that it should not be taken.
So he wanted to distribute. L'chalek means to distribute. To distribute his inheritance. What's the significance of his inheritance? He wanted to give away his Yerusha. He had business. Maybe it means he had financial affairs with his children. He wanted to distribute. That's what it's like in Echanami. So he's tied to the word l'chalek not to escape like the Mitsudos. Rather, l'chalek is to distribute his assets. Okay, Achsanta's inheritance delay begoyama among the people. During the time of the siege, he was unable to escape. Because he was praying, he was busy davening that the city should not be captured. So he was unable to escape. And now the siege has been lifted, he's able to escape and go and take care of his financial matters. That's on a very similar level what it seems Rashi is saying. Pasuk Gimel v'shambal pikidus mimune. There was a person who was an officer. Lishmar shaloyetze ish min ha'ir lehashlim el hakastim, not to defect to the kastim. Ben Shalamya ben Chananya, hu Chananya ben Ezar, ben Beno shalzeh. So this was, we had Chananya ben Ezar in the beginning of the Sefer. Right? He was a bad guy, if I'm not mistaken. Chananya ben Ezar. And he criticized the Yirmiyah. So this person was a descendant of Chananya. He was a false prophet, and he was telling the people that do not worry. What Yirmiyah is saying is sheker, that there's not going to be a korban. Everything is going to be fine and well. So here you see, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Over here you see his enikol. He was an officer, and Yirmiyah ben Shlemiah ben Chananya. And we know he's Chananya ben Ezra. So he was an enikol of Chananya, the one that caused Yirmiyah great tsaris. That's why we have Lamit Rasha. Now he's saying something else very deep. That Yirmiyah, this goes back to the beginning of the Sefer, that when Yirmiyah heard the words, the false words of Chananya, he said, Amen the Amen. Halavai, what you're saying should be true. The approach that Yirmiyah took to Chananya ben Ezar was an approach which was a bit controversial. When you deal with a person who is an Apikoris in a Rasha, do you flatter them? Do you flatter them as part of your technique, as engaging them? Because for a moment, people for a moment, when they see you saying, oh, halavai, what you're saying is right, it should become true what you're saying is right. So the people that are standing there, for the moment, oh, Chananya ben Ezar is a chash of a person. If Yirmiyah is saying, amen, the amen, it must be, he's really good. Only later does Yirmiyah use that entry into praising him as a means to take him down. But that's a controversial technique. If a person should do that, maybe when you're dealing with a rush, not because no engagement whatsoever. This is a very big debate, how to deal with da mal hosh lapikaris, how to deal with lapikarism. You have the same thing with Yehoshua. When it came to the spies, he said something, I don't remember the details, but he said something which for a moment gave the impression that he's also coming to complain against Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was a Pesach in order to say...
Kalev,
what did he say? What?
He said, V'chizeh.
Is this the only other thing? He said something which gave... Why did he do that? Because he saw that was the only way he was able to have a Pesach, an entrance, into the discussion.
He was screaming. He said, let me give my peace against Moshe.
So that is a controversial technique when you're using sheker in order to ultimately come on to the ultimate good. So here in this particular, you can't generalize, every situation is different, but over here Rashi is saying that in this instance, Yirmiyah, he flattered Hananya ben Ezar. Soif noifel biyadoi oy biyad binoi oy biyad ben bino. The Yirmiyah hechaniflo. Yirmiyah flattered Hananya ben Ezar. Sha'amaloi omein halavai, that what you're saying is correct, it's not going to be churbin. Yokeim Hashemes devarecha peperit. Umedish agada. Chesiva Hananya Espino Re Shani Mace Ali De Yirmiyah, he gave Navua. Yirmiyah said that, I'm telling my Navua that this man's going to die. Hananya ben Ezar, I'm predicting that he's not going to live out his year. He will die before the year ends. If you remember, he did die, but he went and he told them not to bury him until after Rosh Hashanah, in order, they know, to fake it out, to conceal his death, in order that people should think they should change the death record, the death certificate that he really died after Rosh Hashanah, to prove that Yirmiyah was a fool, that Yirmiyah was sheker. So he told his son when he was about to die, "Shetzivu Hananya ben Spinoi re'ei shani meis siam doing al yidei Yirmiyah v'hamideni shakron b'nevuasi," and he's going to establish me as a shakron. "Im tuchal lahachshiloi hechshiluhu," and therefore I'm telling you, for the rest of your lives, your primary mission is to get him. "Uvinoit siva gamhu lebonecha kach," and his son, the hatred will extend to the next generation. "Uchshegia shah hechshiloi," and when the time came, they were able to get him and make an accusation that he's defecting. That was the technique, that you are a defector, you're giving away classified information. What? Treason, exactly. You're giving away classified information to the enemy. The Dreyfus Affair. Anyone know about the Dreyfus Affair? Fascinating. So over here, the whole thing was you're defecting. You're treason. You're giving away information. Okay. So let's see over here. Let's see now the Radak. Radak, starting with Pasik. Pasik Yud Aleph is where we're up to. Then we have Pasik Yud Beis. There's no Yud Aleph. In the Pasik, he went to slip out during this time of peace. Lachalik Misham Misoch Am Kamo Lachalik Chosar Hey. It's missing the Hey. It's a Lachalik Hapula VeHutla Tnuas Tachas Lamed, and the Tnu is put under the Lamed. The emphasis is under Lachalik, the Patach. Lamed v'chein lashmid mo'uz neha v'hadoimim lohem u'perush, okay, similar expression, v'perush lachalik lahachalik atzma misham, to escape shayi b'soch ha'am v'hoi yorei shema yitnu b'lubeis hakela. He saw they were afraid they might put him in prison. Ki lefish amar ki'im hikisem kol chel kastim v'gomer, because he told them bad news. He predicted that the Egyptians would retreat and the Kastim would return. So therefore he was afraid that he would be in prison. So the Radak is telling us why he wanted to leave. I told you another interpretation. He wanted to leave because he just wanted to go back to home sweet home and have new prophecy. Here he's saying no, he was afraid for his life because he just gave over bad news. The inyan lachalik loshen hashmata. It means to escape. Shehu karov l'inyan chalak lakois. Slipping. Kalaymar hayoritza liyos nishmat mehem. He wanted to slip away from them. The innocent here game lefalga achsanta delay begoyamo. He wanted to distribute his inheritance among the people. Uvidorash litol chelik im hakoyhanim shahayu banosos. That's another interpretation. Uvidorash means he wanted to take a portion im hakoyhanim shahayu banosos lachalek. I guess that means that he's a kohen, and a kohen gets a chelik in the truma and the korbanos, whatever it is. You have to be in the Yushlamti, but whatever the matnois kohuna, he wanted to receive what is rightfully his in the city of Binyamin. So three interpretations: lachalik, either he wanted to escape because he was afraid they were going to put him in jail. Number two, he wanted to engage in financial family matters to distribute his inheritance to his family. Number three, lachalek, he wanted to divide the portion that is he's entitled to, that goes to the kohanim amongst the other kohanim that are living in Anoses. Okay, now let's see pasuk Yud Gimel b'shar Binyamin, Shar Mishare Yerushalayim, Hoyenikra Shar Binyam. This does not mean that he made it to Binyamin. This means he was leaving Yerushalayim, and one of the gates of Yerushalayim, and this time was called the Shar Binyam. Lefisha Hoye Bichalka Shal Binyamin. Yerushalayim is divided between Yehuda and Binyamin. Or this gate was a direct path. The bus that takes you to Binyamin stops at this gate. So it's called the Shar Binyamin. The Shah Bal Pikidois, Bal Minui, a person who was appointed, Shamanu Osoba Oso Hashar, he was appointed to guard this post. Ki Hoyu Anoshim Mamunim Lushma Shloyetzi Adam Isham El HaKastim. People were appointed there not to go to the Kastim. Ushmon, his name was Yiriyahu, Yiriyah, Bezeh Hashar Yiriyah, Bebez Yudin. He has two yuds in his name. Harishon Nikreis, Vashniya Ein Nikreis, V'chein Umichi Yoel, Yolades Misushoel, V'chein Yisochar. There are two sins. Likrias Ben Osher. There are two sins. Yisochar. We only pronounce the first sin. We do not pronounce second. Not everyone does that. Chasidim. Some Chasidim, they pronounce both sins. Yisochar. Right.
Hence the
name there. The Bnei Yisochar. But you do during Kriya Satara, Minog Ashkenaz, you do not pronounce the second at all. Never. It's always Yisochar. Sometimes by Chasidim, there is a Minog, by some Chasidim, that the first time you say Yisochar, but from then on in, you always pronounce it Yisochar. Okay, Uva Darash, Kizeh Hanani Ben Ezar. And the Drash says that this person was, who is the Hanani Hanani ben Ezar, Vishul Shechisha Yirmiya ben Nebuasa, Vidibola ben Misa, and because Yirmiya went and proved him false, he told him that you're a liar, and your prophecy is false, and you're going to die before, you're not going to live out the year. Tzives Benoso, the hatred was so intense, he commanded his children, Sh'im Yuchal Lahakshil, Es Yirmiya Yasa, V'chein Shlam ben Shlam Yibino, Tziva Li Yiriya Beno. He told his grants, he told each generation, he told this to Hananya, told his son, who told his son, V'yachshav kishamotzlo olav tafsai. Now the opportunity presented itself, he was leaving, it was a good excuse, it would go over well in the media, that the reason why he's leaving is because he is defecting, giving away classified information, therefore they took advantage.
When they name somebody Yisachar, they spell it with one sin.
When they would not
spell
make
it that
with,
way.
With one sin.
Give the name with one sin.
With one sin. Uh-huh. And the Litvax, how do they spell it?
I mean, I think it's crazy, but they do. They do it. They say, obviously, it's that Ebbish name, Yisachar Berish. It's very common to use it in that report.
But they spell it with one sin.
So it makes me think that a lot of times, so people who I always assume is that Yoskel was from Yosef or whatever it is, and maybe it's Yisachar.
Uh-huh.
You read it without the vowels, it's Yoskel.
Yaska. Interesting.
That's why you don't know what names
are saying. Okay, next. El HaKastim Atanoifel, Rotzolema, Mitzchaber, Vinishma Lehem, Vachin Tagim Mishdemo, Ume Inyin Ze, Umim Nashe, Nofla Al David, Ulechu Vinipla, El Machan Erem, all different examples where you have different examples where people are defecting to other nations. Okay, then he said to him, Sheker, it's a lie, Einen Noifel Al HaKastim, Ze Al. The Harishon El the Simon the El Al Yikru. Okay, I don't know what that means. Whatever that means. Tezvav Beis Ha'asu, the prison Bishekel, in the same grammatical expression as Avus Ba'alav, the trough of the master. Okay, this is a grammatical point. I'm not sure what he means to say here, but it means here the prison. Okay, now we go to the next sukkim, next set of sukkim. Let's go further. Pasek. Ha'esur, right, not ha'osur. The avus ba'olav. It's a similar to a grammatical form, the way the word is to be pronounced. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin, Kivah Yirmiyah Beis Habar. When Yirmiyah came, Kivah Yirmiyah Beis Habar V'yel HaChanuyos. When Yirmiyah came to the Beis Habar, when they brought him to prison, V'yel HaChanuyos, into the stores, V'yeshav Sham Yirmiyah Yomim Rabim, and he was there now for many days. He was brought. In response to this accusation, the media, they picked up on it, and he was indeed brought to the pit. He was put into the dungeon, and which was behind, the El HaChanuyos means behind, the dungeon that was behind.
It was in a mall.
That's where the dungeon was. He was there for many days. Okay, so there's a very great atrocity that has taken place. It's a great atrocity. The person over here was put away, an innocent man was put away in prison for no good reason. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayishlach HaMelech Tzidkiyahu Vayikochel, he took him. Vayisholeu HaMelech Beveis HaSoyer. The Melech Tzidkiyahu, he went and he took him and Yisholeu HaMelech Beveis HaSoyer. And he asked him privately. So there was a secret mission done to take him when no one was watching, to bring him from the prison to his home. And he brought him secretly and he asked him the following question. Vayomer, Hayesh Dover Me'es HaShem, do you have a new message? See, look at this. They go and they torture him, they abuse him, they abduct him, and yet he thinks he can get some information out of him. Maybe you have a new, you can do us a favor, you can give us a new message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayoymer Yirmiyahu Yesh. What?
Waterboarding.
Yeah. They tortured him. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Yesh, I have a new message for you. Vayomer Biad Melech Bavel Tinosen. You know what the new message is? Nothing has changed. You're going to be delivered into the hands of Melech Bavel. You're going to be defeated. Vayomer, and he said more. Vayomer Yuches. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Melech Tzidkiyahu. Nechotosi Lucha. What have I sinned? Lucha v'lavodecha v'lam hazeh ki nisatem o'siv el beis hakel, that you put me in prison. V'ayeh nivyeichem. If you don't like me, what do you need meat for? What happened to all of your false prophets that have told you everything is going to be fine and good? He was mocking him now. V'ayeh nivyeichem. Where are your false prophets? Asher nibu lechem lemar lo yovi melech pavel aleichem. V'yal aritz hazos. V'yatoa now. Shmano adoni hamelech. Listen to what I have to tell you. Do not, I beg of you, do not return me to the prison. Do not return me to the prison so that I should die there. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayitzaveh HaMelech Tzidkiyahu. He made the command. Vayafkidu es Yirmiyahu b'chatzar ha-matarah. He put him in a courtyard of confinement, in other words, into a new prison. And he did listen to him. He did not put him in the dungeon. I guess the conditions there were horrific. Instead, he put him in what's called the b'chatzar ha-matarah. A matarah is a prison. Another word for a beis hakalu, and it was a courtyard.
Minimum security,
okay.
He was sent to Otisville.
Vinason lo, he gave him kikar lach, and he gave them. It's no picnic in Otisville. In Otisville, believe me. Vinason. What? Vinason lo. Vinason lo, they gave him kikar lach, a loaf of bread, layoim by day, michut soifim. Atoim michut soifim, besides. They gave him.
The street of the bakers.
From the street of the bakers, they gave him a kilechem michutz soifim. He gave him bread from the store, good bread, not government bread, commercial bread. Michutz soifim from the street store, from the chutz soifim. Atayim kol alechem in oir, until the day came when there was no bread to be found in the city due to the siege. Vayeshev Yirmiyahu b'chatzar ha-matarah, and he remained there in the chatzar ha-matarah. Okay, let's finish up the parak here. Let's see pasuk. We're up to Tezayin. We're up to the Mitzudas David pasuk Tezayin. Kiva Yirmiyah Asher Misham Ba Yirmiyah Beis Habar Asher Sham Bar Beis Asher Beis Asurim V'Hu Mahamokam Ayosera Asher Bemasar. The Beis Habar is the worst possible prison you can be in. V'Elachanuyos. And they put him, which was behind the Chanuyos, returned to Lema, Asher Besuch HaChanuyos. This prison was located among the stores. So he took him from there secretly, and he brought him to the palace, and he asked him, do you have a new message? Hayesh Davar. Returned to Lema, Im Zeh Mikarov Ba Lo Nevuah Ma, has a new prophecy come to you recently? Yesh. Yirmiyah responded in the affirmative. Ba Lo Li Nevuah Mikarov, yes, I have received a new prophecy. Vayim Biad. The Chaz of Yamar, v'zeh hanavuah haba asher v'tinosin b'almelch Bavel. This new prophecy that you will be delivered in the hands of Bavel. Pasuk Yutes, v'ayeh nivyechem, and he begged him, do not return. And he said to him, so what do you want from me? Where are all your prophets? Your false prophets that have told you that nothing is going bad is going to happen. Return to Leimar, ayeh haftochas nivyechem asher nibu choimer haloi hine bo v'oisa mitzor aloir. Look, what happened? There's a siege. The siege has returned. Like exactly what Yirmiyah predicted. So what happened to your false prophets who have told you that the siege would not happen? It goes to show that they're a bunch of liars. V'atah now, whole sins, unviyechem kichashu, v'emes, now that you see that your prophets are liars, and the truth is with me, shema atah ilai. I beg of you to listen to me. Tipol atot tchinasi lefanecha v'loy amos. I do not want to die. Do not return me to the dungeon. Leman loy amos sham me'akas hamasar, due to the pain of the prison. Pasachaf aleph. So he listened. Vayafkidu v'hinichoi b'chatzah hamatara. He put him in the prison. She'ein sham asar kosher kol kach the chatzah hamatara. It was not so bad. The conditions were much better. Above ground. And he gave him food. Gam oifim, from the chutz. That's what it means. The chutz means the market of the oifim. Kikar lechem b'chol yoyim asher ad asher yeh nishlam kol alechem min ha'ir, until the food will no longer exist. Vayeshev Yirmiya ritzon loymar sham yashav miritz ritzon loymar sham yashav miritz ritzon. He agreed to it. He agreed to that. That was good. Tafasta merubu loy tafasta. That at least was okay. He agreed to stay. He did not need to go to be released entirely. Okay, let's see Rashi and the Radak. Rashi, starting pasuk Tezayin, says v'el hachanuyos tirgim yonison ulugav min chen vasa. Inside the stores, chanuyos hayu lufnei oisay beis hakela. There were stores in front of that prison, that particular prison where the dungeon was. Pasuk haf aleph michutz oifim mishuk nachtoinim. From the chutz is the street of the bakers. K'may v'chutzos tosim lucha b'damesek. You shall plumb you make streets in Damesek. Okay, Radak. Last few words of the Radak for the pasuk Tes Zayin. The elach hanuyos targum yonison ulugav min chen vasa kolaymar beis also hayu lufnim nachanuyos hayu sham lufnei beis hasurim. There were some stores in that area. Okay, ve'ayei nivyechem ve'ayei k'siv. There's a k'shiv k'siv. There's a vav in the spell with the vav, but we don't pronounce the vav. Ritzayno loymar. Ein hadavar shiftachtem lo mipi nidiyechem. It's not true. We don't read it with the vav. We read it with the yud, as is the ayay. We read it with a yud, with the yud, that it's he's mocking Tzidkiyahu. Where are your false prophets? Pasuk chaf aleph michutz oifim mishuk hanachtaimim b'medrash shahayu noisnim loypas kibor shehinim keres chutz liflatra. This means they gave him poor quality bread. Black bread, which is poor, that's why it's called chutz. This is the bread that's chutz, the bread that's the inside of the shop, that's the high quality bread. The chutz is the poor quality bread. Perish, pas, kibor, pas, subin, poor quality bread. Okay, so that concludes this parak. Let's begin the next parak. Parak lamid ches. Vayishma Shefatya ben Matan ugedal Yohu ben Pashur v'yuchal ben Shelem Yohu ufashur ben Malkia. Four people. These four people heard Es hadvarim asher Yirmiyahu medaber el kol am leimar. They heard the words. What were the words? Koyam Hashem hayoshev boi hazos yomos b'cheref uvarav uvadever. Anyone that remains in the city will die by the sword, by famine, by a plague. The hayoytzei hakastim. Anyone that surrenders, v'choya will live. V'choyselo nafshol l'shalol v'choy. His life will be his spoils. He will save his life and will live. That's the message that they heard. Koyamar. Let's do pesukim inside first. Let's see what it says over here in the mitzvot. Pasuk aleph. Asher yirmi medaber b'hiyoisa b'chatzah matara hayi medaber kein el kolam habam shama. So now he had a new audience. He was in a new prison in the chatzah matara. Anyone that wanted to hear a shir would come and listen, and these four people heard what he said. El hakastim limsar atzma biyadam v'chaya yishar chay l'shlol k'mo shalal nafsho l'achzik l'atzma. He'll be able to remain alive. Kirashi pasik beis v'hoi soloi nafsho l'shalol v'hoi l'chaya v'hatzolo ki l'shol nafsho k'adam hashol l'shol u'mistakel. Like a person who finds spoils and profits. Kein yistaker zen nafsho. This person will spare his life. Radak pasik beis yichye k'siv v'chaya. We read it v'choya ha'inyan hu echad. It's all the same meaning. It means he's going to live. L'shalol l'revach l'emar ki'ilu shalol l'shatzila es minachev minayarav. He will save his life from being killed. Pasuk gimel. Koy amar Hashem. Hinason tinosenu yazos biat chel melech bavel ulechado. Hashem says, I will certainly deliver the city in the hands of the army of the melech Mitzrayim, and he will capture it. Vayoyimru ha'sorim el ha'melech yumas no. Now the people said to Tzidkiyahu, let's kill Yirmiyahu. Ki al kein hu mirapei, because by speaking to the people that come to his shir, he is weakening the resolve. He is destroying the what's the expression? The morale. The morale, he's diminishing the morale. Merapei es yidei, he is weakening es yidei. Anshe hamulchama hanishonim beir hazos. The es yidei kol am ledaber aleihem kadavar mo'ele. Ki yoish hazeh, this man einenu deresh l'sholom lom hazeh kiim l'ra'ah. So here they made a request of the melech that Yirmiyah should be put to death because he's weakening the resolve of the people to fight against the Kastim. Let's see Pasuk Gimel and Aled. In the Mitzudos, Dalid, Yumas, no, Lefisha, Tzitkiyo, Tzivolo, Hitzimina, Masor, Hakosho, Leman, Lo, Yumas, Leman, Lo, Yumas, Leze, Omulo, Ato, Yomus, Mabakach. They said just the opposite. Yirmi, Tzitkiyo, why have you taken him out of the dungeon? Because you know that the conditions of the dungeon are such that he will die very soon. So you're putting him in the Chatzar Hamatara where he will not die. It's not a good idea. Adarabah. It's better that he died because in the meantime he's destroying the morale of the people. Ki al kain, return to Laimar, ki roihu limisa, al ashohu merapeh, he is weakening, umachalish, yide ansha mulchamo lebal yilchamo ba'imetz alev. They should not fight with their full strength. Ki heim misyashim min hanitzachamu, they've given up hope of ever succeeding. Kol am, she'ena me ansha hamulchamo, all the people that are not part of the war, ledaber, bemashim, medaber aleim, kedar mo'ila, einin derish l'shalom, einin mevakish l'yos l'chem shalom, ki im mevakish l'yos l'chem ro. Ulezeh yidaber kedar mo'ila, leman yirpu yideim yipulu b'yarakastim, he's trying to cause them to surrender. Rashi, pasik dalit, al kiyakin humirape, you know what that means? Lashon rifyoin. To weaken. Merape is to loosen. To loosen is to loosen the resolve. Radak, you must know ish hazeh, bomilas im es im apoyel levadoi, litosef es beor, lechen yicholek es aretz, I don't know what that means, it's a grammatical form. Alkein hu merape in rifyoin, it's weakening. The aleph tmuras hey, here there's an aleph, the aleph should really be, the hey should really be the better letter. Hey lamed, a paul, the last letter of the paul, the chain targum yonison, mirashel, he is weakening. He is weakening the people's resolve. Okay, so we're up to pasuk hey, we'll stop over here. I believe it's going to go very quick, because all of this is merged to the narrative. We have to plan the next sefer. I think we'll do next Yechezkel. Okay?